Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings and welcome, everyone. So glad that you're back with me. As you know, you've tuned into the Dr. Juul Balancing Program Show. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, brought to you by the Juul Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And again, today we have a wonderful lineup for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to have kind of like a potpourri on mental health, brain physiology, brain neurobiology. So we're going to go through a very interesting magazine, and I recommend that each and every one of you on our balancing program definitely should subscribe to this magazine or at least pick up one every quarter. So as usual, please make sure you have your water. The brain is 70% water. It's very important so that those magnetic electric impulses can move from neuron to neuron, as well as the neural peptides that are made in correspondence to your thoughts. And also your pad and pencil. Why? Because, again, you must become back, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So while you're listening to me auditorily, you kinesthetically are taking notes and writing down the points that you think are important, and obviously you are looking at what you are doing. So we are using three major input modalities to bring information to the brain, to stimulate those intake points of information as well as all the neurons and the neurobiology associated with them. And you want to keep all of these systems healthy and balanced. So pad, pencil, water, and we'll be right back after this message. And then let's go through and just see what's happening in the world of science of the brain and science of the mind. We'll be right back.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Juul Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal diamond matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential.
Well, greetings, everyone. I'm back. And if you just tuned in, wonderful. You haven't missed anything, hurry and get your pad, your pencil, and your water, preferably the water, as opposed to just a liquid beverage, because we need the brain not to have to process any extra chemicals, because we have a lot to really talk about. Now, before we get started, all of you all who are on our Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. I always have to welcome you and let you hear how special you are. Very much so. And, of course, for those of you who have committed to using the light codes, the language of the universe in creating reality, which we know commonly as sacred geometry, smart, smart move, and because you have committed to stimulate all the neurons of the brain to mature and to integrate, we definitely want to teach you what you can do with this new network of neurologic capability. Therefore, keep an eye on your email boxes because we'll be sending you notices to keep you updated for our September Advanced Discipline Workshop. And this is one of the most important workshops I've ever given because we have a lot to basically share the cosmology of what has gone on planet Earth and our solar system here, how that relates to you, how the quantum physics of energy is playing out in your lives at this time, and how the development of your brain is dictating at all times the quality of your life. So these are disciplines that will help you be able to hold the vision, the image, which is the geometry or the Kielonic light codes, for you to manifest in your reality whatever it is that you have selected. Your destiny literally is in and lies within the capacity of your prefrontal cortex to hold the vision of what it is that you want to experience. So with that said, let's now move into looking at a lot of little highlights here that I find so interesting that I just wanted to bring to your attention. So please pick up, there's a special report here produced by Scientific America Mind, Scientific American Mind. And it's very interesting because they are now beginning to do research to delve into not only just the physical brain, but also states of consciousness and their influence on the brain as well as the mind. Now, this is a new frontier for scientists, and so a lot of the language that they may use, et cetera, may appear confusing initially, and that's okay because those of you who are on the balancing program, your neurons are growing so fast and integrating, you're really being able to, quote, connect the dots, unquote, to really make associations to increase your capacity to remember, and most of all, to integrate information. So feel confident that as you read these articles, you'll be able to see and identify any of the inconsistencies or to challenge any information that may literally be archaic. Some of the information still is being published from scientists who still haven't, quote, got it yet. But that's okay because their community as scientists is very important, their capacity to document what they believe that they're seeing. But with the new reality now of having advanced brain integration and most of all ensuring that the amount of the electromagnetic impulses traveling from the right to the left hemisphere of the brain has equilibrated itself is very important, and it gives you a resonance and an electromagnetic transmission rate that literally supersedes that of the general public without question. So very interesting articles here. Let's just take a look. One of the main articles I thought was very interesting is entitled Finding Your Free Will. And they use an example here of a average businessman. He's got his suit on with his briefcase, and he's walking with his little dog. But the image is very unique in that he is totally strung. That is to say that he and the little dog have strings on their arms, his arms and his legs, as well as the fore and hind extremities of the little dog as they look like they are puppets on the string. And that is kind of a inference for us to really consider based on what neurobiologists are now understanding about quantum physics, is to begin to question, do we really have free will, or is our destiny, everyone's destiny, always predetermined? Very interesting contemplation. And as with everything, we know that the more neurons you have completely developed and communicating and integrating with other circuitries of the brain, these questions have different answers for you. Isn't that wonderful to know that one person's level of comprehension and contemplation and reasoning does not determine your capabilities of doing such and the conclusions that you will legitimately be able to make from your level of brain function? So as we see, quote, science develop, what are we really seeing? You know, of course, laboratory technique is advancing as well as laboratory equipment, but all of that arrived because the scientists themselves' brain was growing and advancing. And so, therefore, was the equipment that now has been labeled archaic inappropriate? Well, yes, but then no, because relative to the level of brain function and the space and time that it was conceived, it was quite appropriate. And so here we are in a different space and time, it appears, but with more brain function integration, obviously we are now able to create and manifest reality in a different and what appears to be a more advanced construct and application. So just remember that it's important to recognize that the level of neuronic integration and communication is always going to determine how much of anything you are able to perceive. This is very important. So whether that's defining your destiny or your free will, et cetera, it is based on brain development, maturity, and integration. These are concepts that basically are not mentioned, but yet and still in our community of balanced-brained individuals and those who are in the process, this is very important for you to consider. Many of your conclusions will be different because of your capacity to integrate, to narrate, compare, and then very reasonably conclude what would be the summation of what the neurons have been able to gather for you. Now, interesting, they talk about something here, the headlines of mental cleansing. And they find, for example, that victims who find release from feelings of contamination are able to sustain mental clarity and mental comfort much easier than those individuals who seem to be taunted and hindered by their inability to rid themselves of feelings and sensations that occurred during a threatening experience. Now, it's very interesting here because I really want to make it clear to you, especially if you go and purchase this magazine for yourself, please do, that the term victim, okay, I want you to be really aware of that word because we know that it is only a perception that an individual claims for themselves that gives them that status or categorization. Okay? Victims are individuals who, at a particular time in their daily experiences, may conclude that they do not have information or physical capabilities or mental capabilities to master a particular experience. But we know, helpfully, that what is lacking literally is information. And without the neurons being able to acquire the information, be it from an external source or from database storage areas of the brain and throughout the body, an alarm of stress is released through the body, and therefore the self-preservation activities go into play. And that is because the individual, again, not able to put into a perspective the experience where they can always know that an experience is only translated by their perception of it, will usually have to remove themselves from the environment. No problem, but remember that if you still have not been able to identify how you can and could have mastered that experience, information, and or acquiring skills to be learned by the body are to be implemented so that that perception, if that experience and something similar to it ever reoccurs, is curtailed. This is very, very important. So you don't ever want to align yourself easily with that word victim, because it really defines an individual who is still not aware of how information and the capacity to apply the information always allows the individual to be interactive with the experience, not victimized, no pun intended, by it. So, again, the capacity of an individual to be able to separate any feelings or sensations associated with an experience automatically allows them to now have the freedom to redefine the experience and to give it no physical or mental powers at all, which means that you can observe it in many different perceptions, actually see the value of what the experience could offer you, and then move forward with no further sensational contamination. Very important, and we have different methods for people to do this. Process, many people need help, and that help usually comes with providing them with information and also other resources that allow them to apply the information through the physical body. So, again, think about that. If you still have limitations you've created from your past, because these are experiences that you have still not redefined and identified what that experience was offering you as an option to further develop yourself mentally and physically, then you want to review those and get busy doing that, okay, as opposed to just trying to keep that in the past. These are always opportunities for us to empower ourselves to use more brain capability, which allows us to access more of our mind so that we can then allow the physical body to demonstrate its dormant instructions and capabilities to come forward. I'm looking at an article right now, very interesting. It's called Brain Trick Relieves Pain. That's very, very interesting, and there's been further research on that that has been used for phantom limb disorders, where individuals have lost limbs, amputations for whatever reason, and the energy body that is the morphogenetic grid as well as the morphogenic grid still is active and intact relatively. And so therefore the nerves of the remaining tissues of the body still are conducting information from the light grid templates, or the morphogenic field templates, as well as the morphogenetic field templates, because, again, all the information genetically that is necessary to sustain and maintain the entire physical body is stored in every cell. So whether a foot is missing or a leg or an arm or a foot, every cell still has the energy grid template for that leg or arm physically. So those that information is still present, and the brain still is responding not only to the energy fields, but also the chemistry that's still being made by the rest of the body. So the article goes on to say that, just like phantom limb syndrome, if the individual has pain or distortion in the skeletal system, they can literally use a mirror image of a healthy limb of the same painful limb to cancel out the pain. So if an individual is having severe pain in the hand, etc., they can use the mirror image of the contralateral hand, the opposite hand, or they can focus on a picture of that same hand when it was healthier, and the neurons of the brain and also in that limb diminish firing. So therefore, there's no sensation, no sense of pain. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, so again, I think of those mimic neurons of the brain, and as long as the mimic neurons are fed that information, et cetera, that everything is all right, that everything is in balance, that you're in control, then that quiets down all the stimuli that may be coming in from other areas that do not reinforce that sense of contentment. But the mind rules, the nervous system rules, and again, can cancel out what the tissues may be experiencing. And the tissues do what? They don't go into a state of denial. What they do is reprogram themselves and actually take on the directives of the main information sent to that area of the body neurochemically as well as electromagnetically. Very interesting. So I hope that you're listening to me, because I'm giving you some clues here about how the body is able to regenerate itself. Very, very important. And so when we begin to really identify intentionally how simple it is to regenerate tissues and regenerate organs by using especially the mimic neurons, knowing that all the tissues in the body have the information for the entire body, we can cause regeneration of missing tissues, because all the rest of the body knows the formulas. They contain the morphogenic templates, and with focus and in a state of relaxation and confidence. Confidence is a chemistry in the bloodstream. The tissues will take care of it, no problem. Now, one more article before our sponsors. Think Before You Blink. Very, very interesting article. And this article talks about how eye blinking reveals how autistic individuals versus normal individuals are able to pay attention and how much information they are able to gather from the environment during any particular span of observation. Very interesting. Now, I thought this was a cute article because I learned a lot about emotional and physical diagnosis from literally watching the newscasters on the TV. I've never been a big observer of all the sitcoms and all those things, but I found the newscasters who have been projected as being the authority for intellectual capabilities as well as a standard example of what human health is supposed to look like. It was very interesting that as I began to study these ancient arts of physical diagnosis as well as what we call the art of reading the face, et cetera, it was very, very interesting to identify that many of them, even though their makeup shielded a lot of distortions on the face and the hair dyes and that kind of thing, that many of these individuals were quite ill. And it was very interesting for me to really make some notes and jot down certain newscasters and the things that I had seen on their face, how they were able to hold a focus without blinking. All of these things are significant. And it was very interesting that over the years, many of them were diagnosed with cancers. Many of them have gone on to die, et cetera, when their face and their presentation and carriage presented the imbalances years before these individuals finally had to let us know that they were ill and had to say goodbye to their positions. So, very important, because when you look at many of the newscasters, many of them blink many, many times during just a 2 or 3 minute vignette, and yet and still no one's obviously informed them as to what this means. But very quickly here, let me just share what they're saying here in relationship to observing autistic children. So tracking eye movements lets scientists figure out what we pay attention to in a scene. When people blink during such experiments, these few milliseconds are usually described as junk data. A new study finds that blinking might reveal important information. It turns out that the more we blink, the less focused we are in our attention. And so in autistic children, blinking patterns appear to offer clues as well as confirm how they are engaged with the world around them. So we also know that the amount of fluid that individuals consume will also cause increase or a decrease in blinking. One wants to be very concerned when we see individuals who seldom blink. It shows definitely a very, very contracted nervous system. Also, usually the thoughts of these individuals have been demonstrated to usually result in violent action. It's very interesting about what the eyeball and its protective mechanism, known as the eyelid, is telling us about how the nervous system uses that eyelid. So, therefore, they go on to talk about how in developmental children, the blinking usually is diminished. They showed some movie scenes here to normal children, and it appears that normal children were able to inhibit their blinking before emotional climaxes occurred in the movie, as opposed to the diagnosis of autism in children who were also shown the movie. Their blinking not only occurred throughout all scenes of the movie, but just as well as through the high emotional scenes that usually would captivate the brain that was functioning relatively normally. So these results confirm that well-established observations of attention in autistic children, namely that they are more interested in action, okay, than in emotional phenomena, and also that the eye blinking also results in a very powerful tool for identifying the capacity of the nervous system to center itself on outward objects. Now, let me just bring that to your attention also, that in the same observations where the movement of the individuals in the movie was not very active. They noticed that this is when the blinking increased in children who had been diagnosed to be autistic. When there was a lot of action, individuals involved in the movie or objects were moving, the eye blinking diminished. So it appears that their nervous system has to have very high input of external stimulation to captivate the nervous system. Very, very interesting. One more quick piece of information before we go to our break, and then obviously we have Ms. Julie Appleby from Diamond Light World, who's keeping us updated in regards to what's happening with our crystals in our body and our crystal light grid. She'll be right with us. But this is very interesting. Little article here. It says, sleepy brains think freely. So it says that creative peaks may occur at times of mental fuzziness. So it says here that for early birds, save your creative challenges for just the time before you go to bed. Your least productive time of the day may be the perfect opportunity for a moment of insight. And this is according to a new study that has just been released and published in a magazine entitled Thinking and Reasoning. So at a university in London, they were able to identify that it appears that after posing questions and problems to individuals and asking them to keep a journal, that in the hour before bedtime and also in the morning, just before really rising, that these individuals were able to have much greater insight and be able to create and identify solutions as to how the posed problems could be resolved. And this was a relatively large study that they observed this. And so in the more, quote, Vedic spiritual sense, we talk about subtle anatomies and subtle energetic philosophies and paradigms, this time is usually known as the yoga nidra state. And this is a state where we're moving from logic and consciousness into a pre-dream state where we have definite changes in the neurochemistry of the brain. So we're switching from a serotonin-dominated brain chemistry to melatonin, and that transition state allows us to be able to identify consciously concepts and ideas that may work for situations we have not in our most logical and active state of brain activity identified. And so the same in rising in the morning as the melatonin levels are dropping and serotonin is rising, we also are in this transition state where the consciousness can capture new ideas and new concepts to resolve problematic conditions that were identified in the serotonin-stimulated brain during the peak hours of logical activity. And again, with all of this, individuals who have taken upon themselves to bring higher integration and to complete the development of the nervous system by using sacred geometry, which as we now know are literally light codes. These are quantum physical light codes or laws as to how light folds on itself that causes the nervous system to complete its development. Amazing. So we'll be right back after this message, and then here comes Julie Appleby with our Diamond Light Code update. So we'll be right back.
Would you like to be smarter? Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, well, hurry up and take a seat. Do you have your water with you and your notebook? You've missed a lot of information. I recommend that you definitely listen to the archive. This is the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, for the Balancing Program, and we've had a potpourri of information shared with us today about latest research that's going on in the brain. I'll do a little recap, but I want to right now allow our update for the diamond light world and our diamonds and the light grid to occur, who's always presented by the delightful Miss Julie Appleby. Her show comes on every Tuesday at 5 p.m. where you can learn incredible things about the subtle anatomy of the body and its very important light grid that builds its entire structure. So hi, Julie. How are you? Are you there, Julie? Julie, are you there? Well, she was in. Okay, no Julie. All righty. Okie dokie. Well, we'll let Julie get back in. We know that we've been having electrical interferences here, so... My engineer, if you'll just cue me when she's in, I just want to go on because I get an opportunity to talk about this one activity here. And in this new article, they're talking about the fact that you use only 10% of your brain. Ha-ha. And we've talked about that, somewhere between 5 to 10% of the brain. But in reality, as they're saying, based on their study, no matter what you're doing, your brain is always active. And we know that. Obviously, the entire brain has to always be perfused with oxygen, blood, carrying its nutrients, etc., for the sustaining of the neurons and other anatomical structures that support brain activity in the brain tissue. Now, does make it very clear, though, even though all the brain tissue is physiologically active, are you consciously able to interact and navigate from more than 10% of your brain? And that's the question here. For most people, we still know that they could not. So, therefore, that tissue is not being controlled by your consciousness. It's being controlled by what is known as the subconscious brain. And so until you can become aware of all the information that is passing through these areas of the brain and be able to interact with it and direct it for your purpose, it's inactive brain tissue, and that's the issue. We know that the physical body with its level of integrity can not be sustained for indefinite periods of time with only 10% of conscious brain usage. You have to consciously be able to utilize more than 10% of the brain to activate many of the natural innate qualities that the brain controls relative to the activities of the tissues. One of these is the capacity to spontaneously regenerate any organs or any tissues of the body. This requires more than 10% brain activity. It really does. And I have a wonderful little story to tell you. And I'm waiting for my engineers to let me know when Julie is available. But let me tell you a little story. I had the opportunity to suffer an injury very quickly. My dog was just so excited about seeing another dog, and I had him on a tether on Saturday, and he ran around me and then lunged to try to get to the other dog, and I saw what was happening, and I grabbed the tether wire in front of me, but still in awe, it was causing a friction burn because it was moving so fast through my hand, but I was able to keep it from coming into contact with all of my ankle, but it tripped me. And in the process of tripping, as he ran to meet the other dog, something happened to my ankle. I don't know what it was. So all I know is that I wasn't able to walk on it or bear weight anymore. And therefore, okay, good. And therefore, I had to decide what was I going to do with it. So I was outside, so I put my ankle up in the sun. I did watch it swell. And some suggestions were offered by some neighbors. Oh, put some heat on, put ice on it and a whole bunch of other stuff. One neighbor contributed some liniment. And I just said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to put the liniment on. We're going to give you a pressure dressing, but I want all of the light energy to move through this ankle. We don't want to block it off and really shock it by changing the temperature. So, again, I really wasn't ambulating very well, but when I went to bed, I made it very clear that the foot was to heal, the bones and the ankles were to realign themselves, and that the next morning we would be fine. And so that did occur. There is a consciousness in every cell. Most people still don't know how to communicate with the consciousness of every cell, and that's a whole teaching, but it really exists. It does have its own language, and when you are capable of communicating with the consciousness of every cell, it's called cellular consciousness. The tissues listen and take action immediately. And the next morning, fine, no problems. Now, how was I able to do that? Well, many, many years ago, I had the same experience, and I was able to use crystals, which I thought was so interesting, to help my ankle heal very rapidly. And so it healed literally in about 30 hours. I was able to bear weight and put my high heel shoe back on, et cetera. Now we have the opportunity not to have to use any external support. Why? Because with the activation of my diamond light grid and with a balanced brain, I was able to bring enough light to the area, instructing this area to regenerate itself and realign itself to its template, and it did so. So I didn't have to use any crystal. The crystal I used years ago was to do just that, to help increase the amount of light and radiance to the area, but I wasn't sophisticated to know that I could have done this on my own because I didn't recognize that the grid was in me. I didn't have to use any crystals from outside. Now we know that we have the crystals inside, and when we have enough brain tissue, we can communicate directly with them. The light will then be redirected to repair any rents, any rips, any ruptures spontaneously and rapidly. So it was a great experience for me, even though it was a little surprising at first, and I now welcome the opportunity. So I understand, Julie, you're there. Are you there, Julie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Welcome.
I was actually talking previously as well, and I was saying hello, hello, and you couldn't hear me on the other side of the phone, unfortunately.
Oh, so welcome, Julie. Well, what's the update?
Well, I'm sure most people are aware of the earthquakes that have actually been happening in the past week or so, the cluster of quakes which has been happening around the Ring of Fire. There's been a very interesting geological report where one or two leading scientists are actually saying that what they're seeing is actually very disturbing because of the location of the actual quakes that are forming basically a pattern. And their comment is that the Earth's plates almost seem to be breaking up. So I think, so while the sun has been very quiet, we have had a very powerful full moon in the last 8 days, plus all of these planetary alignments and massive geophysical activity. And I think it's really interesting just, you know, what you were talking about, because I was able to listen to you while you couldn't hear me. So I phoned in again and I was able to listen to what you were saying, because obviously the impact that it actually has on our diamond-like grid and our energy field is just as disruptive as when we have the solar storms and the activity from the sun, because when there is disturbance within the Earth's plates, there is also disturbance within the overall geomagnetic grid of the planet, which actually impacts on our grid. So it's another reason again for us to be very aware and to reinforce our own diamond, number one. And then number two, it also sort of called to mind for me, because with the experience that you were talking about this weekend, what I actually did this weekend was I actually designed and recorded, and I've put together an energetic process, which is about harnessing and bringing into the eternal now the power qualities of the future self. So that enables us, when we are feeling fully in our power, we have the ability to do the kind of things that you're talking about. You know, we feel confident about the fact that we are powerful enough to be able to regenerate the cells in our bodies. We feel powerful enough to know that we can actually access universal information and our higher self energies, which will guide us to be in the right place at the right time, so that we will suffer minimal disturbance, if you like, as a consequence of what is happening in the greater environment. We have the power to be able to maintain our stability in the face of anything that may be going on. So that's just something I wanted to alert people to, is number one, the fact that we would still have been experiencing disturbances even though the sun has been pretty quiet. Although, having said that, the sun, I don't know if any of you have seen the Space Weather website today, but it fired off a most magnificent high-energy ultraviolet burst of light, which was not Earth-directed and not planetary-directed in any sense, but still very, very powerful energy. So there may be a shockwave that the Earth actually feels, even though it's not directed towards Earth. But, you know, there is just so much that we are being impacted by in the global and the planetary environment, that it is ever more important to build our power base. And, you know, and as you say, Dr. Jewel, I think we need all the help that we can get. You know, we do the brain balancing, we activate the diamond grid, but then there are things that we can do in addition to that so that we can hold ourselves in a very powerful place with a greater degree of stability. So while you were working with the power of you, you know, sort of healing and regenerating your tissues this weekend, very interestingly, I was on the side actually working on an energetic process, which is about helping individuals as well to harness some of that power and embed it within their bodies in the eternal now. So that's a bit of an update with the light codes at the moment. And in the process, sorry, within the process, just so that it makes sense, is that I actually guide people into creating and accessing their own light codes, their own light encoded information, so that they can activate that within the tissues and the cells in their body. So it's really quite exciting.
Exactly. And also, too, Julie, before you go, but I just want to add this with all that is going on in our planet, on the planet, in our atmosphere, in our solar system, in this portion of the galaxy. Now, this ejection here of the ultraviolet light, as you know, everything is connected. So, you know, for us, we didn't get the direct intensity because it wasn't pointed initially directly at the Earth. But, you know, all of this moves out into space, and then it literally circles, okay?
Yep.
And everything eventually is affected, which is why we've talked about the fact that it's important for everybody to activate the what? The microtubule system. This is the cable system that allows us to be able to interact with all of the frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum. And so when that is also activated by a light code, and when you're able to have your microtubule system activated with an activated light grid, with active crystals, with a completely integrated central nervous system, the brain, now you are able to work and be anywhere on the planet and know that you won't have to wind up being a pile of ashes due to auto combustion, you know, destroyed skin, et cetera, because the frequencies are only going to become more intense. This was the promise. This is what we are now experiencing, and we have been intrinsically created to handle this 10,000-year change. However, again, it's not about buying products other than those that will give you the permanent capabilities of being a sovereign being wherever you are. So in closing, I'm just going to say thanks, Julie, for your work. This is why we know that having activated diamonds in the body, we all have diamonds, but in most people they're not activated. Obviously, they're under the control and consciousness under the central nervous system, the brain, balancing the brain. Now we are able to do all kinds of things. So I just wanted to say that that was a really nice gift. I was in New Mexico at the time when I initially injured my ankle. Must have been almost 18 years ago, et cetera. And I was able to do great things then. But to change this in just a matter of 10 hours or so after watching it get dark and swell, et cetera, and all of that was gone with no external anything other than direct communication with my tissues, and this is what we've always been able to do. This is reptilian brain activity and the capacity to allow the reptilian brain that we all have embedded in our new brain, okay, the neocortex and more, to allow us to spontaneously regenerate. We've always had this capacity, and we know that. If we scratch ourselves, you know, the fingernails go back, the hair, the skin, epithelial, but it happens throughout the entire body, not just on the surface, but we have to have certain things in place. Again, thanks for the great work, and please tune in tomorrow to listen to Julie in detail, the Diamond Light Show, 5 p.m., right here on the Jewel Network. Thanks, Julie. We'll talk
thanks
to you tomorrow.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Take good care. Look forward to connecting tomorrow.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
God bless everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye, Julie. And so we have a little time. I do want to speak to everybody because it's now important to hear what's on your mind and where you are as far as discovering your innate capabilities and how you're using your brain. So please give me a call. You can call me at 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531. And any of you out there who are still trying to decide what program you're going to utilize or tools to bring yourself up to par for this moment, this present time that we're in, I tell you, invest in you, literally, okay? Get the brain balanced. Get your crystalline diamond light grid structure activated by the important works that teach you how to activate these things and watch and see what you're going to be able to do. And again, for those of you who are on our balancing program and you haven't received your fourth symbol, please make sure that you call us. No, write us, please, at info@thejewelnetwork.net to let us know that you still have not received your fourth symbol, so that we can send that to you, because that does activate the cable system in every cell of the body. It's called the microtubule system. Some writers refer to it as the webbing network, but this is the protonaceous skeletal system of the human cell. So it allows the cell to have its shape, but it also transmits every wavelength of the electromagnetic spectrum. This is very important to understand. So this whole concept that you can't tolerate microwave and cell phones are bad and EMFs are bad, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's not true. You're composed of all of these components of the electromagnetic spectrum. The issue has been you have not developed the subtle anatomy, the cable system that allows each one of these frequencies to be conducted healthfully and systematically through every cell of your body. They are all insulated with melanin, and therefore the melanin, as it helps to move this energy through the cells, any particular frequency that's excessive is immediately absorbed by the melanin biopolymer and dissipated. So we talk about that in our melanology hours. So it's very important that you do the work. And who would ever thought that just by exposing yourself to sacred geometry is the key to activating all of this? So when you begin to study with the diamond light, you'll see that her light codes are what? They're geometric configurations, because that is the language of how the electromagnetic spectrum moves through thought fields of consciousness. Interesting. Okay, so we're all here thinking, so there are particular light codes that actually collapse and create our reality, which comes from light. So with that said, I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anyone for a call. So, engineer, do I have anyone on the line?
Yes, Doc, we have a call from area code 678.
Okay, great. Greetings, area code 678. How are you? We only have a few minutes, but I do want to hear your comments or questions. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Jewel. How are you doing? I have a question. I'm on your balancing program. I've been on it for about 3 months now. And okay, what is an indication of myself being locked in?
Oh, boy. That varies for different people. And when you get to that point when we measure you, because it's now about time for you to have a measurement come up, so please make sure you do that. You can write us again at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net, and they will send you the little form that you fill out to get your update, and we'll send you the information to let you know where you are in your progress. So some people just know, boom, that they're balanced. Other people say that, you know, they had an experience, and how they handled that experience, they knew it was just totally unique and different from anything they've ever done in their lives, and that gives them a clue that they're balanced. Other people are able to begin to make correlations and associations that they've never been able to use their brain to make before. It's different for different people. For myself, for example, I didn't really know when I was balanced and locked until they gave me the readings. But what I did know is that continuously I was able to create different realities in my life that I had never done before. So I didn't have a numerical number, or I didn't have a statement given to me, but I could see that I was definitely a changed person, that I was using my brain differently. So you keep a journal, okay, and see how you are changing. You know, I guess one of the things I could say, because I went into this program because I had a health challenge and I wanted to, again, heal myself as naturally as I possibly could, and I knew I needed more brain activity and to calm my emotional body down. And so when I finally decided that I was going to go back into standard medicine to just get a diagnosis to see where my disease was, I expected the worst, because I really didn't do much physically about it, because I recognized I really had to change my emotional body and how I perceive my reality, my thinking. And so after the testing and everything, when I was told that everything was perfectly normal, as though I had never had any disease, I recognized that I definitely was, something had happened, and then obviously the numbers came in and everything, and it did confirm that I was balanced and locked. But my body totally changed and shifted, and I got the results that unfortunately many people by the millions are still dying from that diagnosis. And, you know, I'm a living testimony that they don't have to die, but they do have to change the